94.3 WYBC, the rhythm of the city. Welcome back to the Electric Drum. I'm Juan Castillo. And this morning we've been speaking with Janice Parker Crudup. She is a former Hill House alumni who played under Willie Boyd basketball and did very, very well and also went on to Quinnipiac University to play basketball also. And she's an entrepreneur. She has a company right now called Total Life Changes. It's a health and fitness and wellness company. And also, you know, we were talking earlier before the break about how she made history here in the city. She worked for Parks and Rec for a while and doing work there. And she was telling us a story about how, you know, she moved on from that. So how you doing?
I'm fine.
All right? You're doing very well. Everybody gets nervous when they come on the Electric Drum. But, you know, I make people feel comfortable. You feel comfortable,
yes,
right?
Yes, I am.
It's a beautiful thing. All right. So you went for the interview and you got the job.
Yes.
All right. So tell us about the job first.
The job was to go down and clean up the carousel. And like I was saying, it's a wonderful place. I recently had my reception here 2 years ago when I got married.
Yeah.
And the horses there are amazing. They're the 100% wood and
historical.
Just historical. The whole place is 101 years old.
Wow.
Now, and it's just a beautiful place just to go down and relax and just look at the horses. People come down here from all ages, all over the United States, just to ride the carousel. And they remember, some people have moved away and they come back just to ride the carousel.
Right. So. And I did an event there, you know, for one of the fraternities, you know, actually the Deltas. Mm-hmm. And what a beautiful, beautiful place to have events, you know. It takes about 2 or 3 years to book something there. You know, but
yes.
But it was gorgeous. I mean, it was fantastic. You know, big up to the Deltas too.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
So you worked there for a while, right?
Yes,
doing that, right? So afterwards, so what happens afterwards?
So I'm at Parks and Recs for 5 seasons, and each season they gave me a little more responsibility. So I went down to 200 Orange Street to look at the board because I was seeking another opportunity, which was, and I saw it happen to run across a job opening. It's just a refuge, and it said from 5 a.m. to 1 p.m., and the criteria is to be able to, you know, lift anywhere from 50 to 75 pounds, and it just seemed like something I wanted to do. Later on, I found out refuge meant trash and recyclable, but
right.
It just said refuge in the beginning. So I right. seeked the opportunity and found out what it was.
Right,
and I filled out an application and went in for an interview, and they found out that a woman was interested in going down there. And I watched plenty of the gentlemen as they come past my house. And it didn't seem like it was a very strenuous job that I had to do. But later on, I found out all the endurance and that you have to be physically fit for this job.
Right.
I have a CDL license, and that was one of the things that some women do have and some women don't have. But
what is it? What is a CDL?
A commercial driver's license,
which okay.
means that you can drive anything before a 18-wheeler.
Okay.
And so when I started to seek and find and go to school for that, my family kept asking me, why do you want a CDL? It was because I wanted to be a bus driver.
Okay.
For the city. But I kind of shied away from it because, unfortunately, you know, you got to drive with the kids on the bus and these school kids and things like that. So I started to look at, man, maybe I don't want to drive the city bus. It's a lot. Big ups to the city bus drivers,
yeah,
but
no
that's
question.
A lot.
No question.
So I went in for the interview, and Ed and Linwood And Jeff sat at the table, and they just asked me, you know where you're going? And I said, yeah. And they just asked me, well, we're happy to have you, you know. We hope you, we know you'll do well because you come with a background of hard work. You know, you used to be around men. You worked at Parks, so this is just a little more different. But they thought I was a good fit. I know most of the gentlemen down there that work at Public Works. Big shout out to my coworkers.
Big up to Sweat. Big up to my man Sweat. You've been doing that for a minute.
Yes.
Yeah.
The morning I checked in, they were all very happy and excited, and they welcomed me, and they're very nice to me, and they don't treat me no different because I'm a woman. Things that are heavy, they do turn into gentlemen to help.
Right.
You know, they just tell me all the time if it's way too heavy, because sometimes the cans do get water in them, and they're extremely heavy for everybody.
Mm.
So we do it together. So, like I said, they're great bunch of guys to work with.
So you didn't experience any kind of discrimination at all?
None at all.
That's a great story.
They commend me. The first couple of days I was down there, some guys work a little faster than the others.
Right.
And I was getting shifted, you know, around getting to meet the guys. So every morning I checked in. I was, for the first 2 weeks, I was on different trucks.
Whether it be
trash or recyclables. And I got a chance to work very quickly with a lot of different gentlemen. But they just told me, you know, work at a steady pace and we'll get the job done and everybody's going to go home safe and sound. So that's what their focus is.
So you made history. First woman. And, you know, and it's interesting, you know, because I think that, you know, your life has been one of just hard work and just working. What is also very commendable is, and I tell this to a lot of young people all the time, is like, you know, always be looking for a job.
Yeah.
You're just, even though, you know, you might have a good job and you like your job, if you keep looking, you might just find something else that you might like better. But it also gives you confidence that someone else wants you, you know, and it leaves your options open.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And so that's what you've been doing all your life. You know, it's a beautiful thing.
Yes.
You know, and then the other thing is that you know, a lot of people say, you know, there's no jobs, right? But you got to look for a job, right?
Sometimes it may not be the one you want, but you'll make it work.
That's what I'm talking about. Absolutely, you know what I mean? You know,
when we're out on the road.
I mean, we still need more jobs now. I mean, I don't want to let the government or you know, and also you know, industry, private industry. You know, we need more jobs, right?
Yes.
You know, so that's great. You know, so now you're doing that, and you're doing, you know, the total life changes, you know, also in combination. And you work early morning, so
yes.
so you got the afternoons, you know, open for you. But you got
to
go to sleep early, though, right? You can't be partying the night before. That's wonderful.
Know, going to work, I'm an early person because I always work service. So getting a lot of sleep is always something that I was never prone to.
Mm-hmm.
I could go to bed. I could do 16 hours and go to bed for 4 hours and get up and do it all over again.
Right.
Because of hotels and management. I was a manager. I'm at Holiday Inn before I ended my career at the Lawn Club. But I've always worked long hours and got by on 4 or 5 hours worth of sleep and
right.
was able to. But nonetheless, I got my great health products. I take my NRG in the morning.
Right.
I take my NutriBurst, my multivitamin, which is liquid in the morning. And it gives me all this stuff, all the energy and the nutrients that I need. And we have a superfood to chew eat that helps out when you don't want to eat in the morning, but it replenishes your body with
really?
All the nutrition.
Oh, I got to talk to you.
And afterwards, me and the guys, at the end of the day, me and my crew, we come to the back of my truck and get a shot of that good old cold tea, get them toxins out before we go home.
Oh, that's cool. That's wonderful.
When we're out on the road, we just have a lot of fun. And they they call me the superstar down here because everybody's always stopping and blowing. And women are saying, you know, big ups and guys are double taking, and it's like a movie sometimes. People are stopped at the light, and they're like they're like actually looking. And then sometimes you even ask people, is that a girl? And they go, yes, that's a girl. You know, I get hugs and cold water now. And they're like, we never got treated so well until you came down here. I mean, in winter, in the summer months, we were getting Gatorade and just a lot,
that's
support from the public of me being a woman. And they always ask me, are you all right?
Well, that's great. Well, you know, and I think that, you know, I think that young women need to know that there's any, there's nothing they can do.
Nothing they can't do. And I keep telling the guys, we're going to get a woman crew down here. We're going to paint the truck white and pink, and we'll put eyelashes on the front and mirrors on the side. You
know, and the pay ain't bad either. And the pay ain't bad. The pay ain't bad. So that's wonderful. So now, before you leave, tell me, what is the best advice you ever gotten from who?
Oh, I have two very great, strong women in my life, all my life. They actually met when my mom and, God rest her soul, the great late Mayo Loretic. Yes. She met my mom when I came out of my mom's womb. They were living in the same apartment building in Legion Avenue. And they both grew me up, strong women, you know, work hard, believe in what you believe in. And all my life I had Mayo over politics here. My mom is education is knowledge here. And together I just endure all and took all of it. And they did make, actually, I was inspired by the late my godmother Mayola for health as well because of her diabetes situation. So that really, when I first started, she was excited and she said, help as many people as you want to, and this is going to be a blessing for you. And she just really believed, and I keep pushing and endurance every day because I still hear her and see her when I run into people with diabetes and a lot of complications and things, and I research and try to help them much. But then I hear my mom is knowledge is power. So if you don't like your job, you can always get more knowledge and move on. Don't sit there and be a problem, be a solution to a problem. So when things get rough at jobs and everything, I start looking for education and maybe sometime move on and sometimes just be a solution to the problem. So together,
great advice.
Yes,
absolutely. Janice Parker Crudup, thank you so much for coming in. I can't say, you know, don't be a stranger because I see you all the time anyway.
Yes.
So, you know, you do some great things in the community and you know, and your Total Life Changes company is doing wonderful things.
Yes.
This right now I'm reading that this tea, you can lose 5 pounds in 5 days, right?
Yes.
5 pounds in 5 days. I'm going to take it, y'all. So I'm going to let you all know how I did. And, you know, one of the things is that, you know, it's never too late, right?
Never too late.
I mean, no matter how old you are, no matter how overweight or whatever, it's never too late to get
started.
Never
too late.
Right? So that's a beautiful thing.
Yes, Saturday we'll be at, we'll have an open house, plenty of tea, plenty of the products will be, you can come and sample them out at the Best Western, right there in North Haven, Extra 12. I'm doing this because I want my community to get better.
Wonderful.
Perseverance. Great women in our company will be down here, Miss Stormy Wellington, Miss Sandra Pittman, all our leaders will be down here. We'll be giving away products and just wanting people to come down here, try them, get education, and just get healthy. Because
it's
that
about.
Time of year. September is what? Health and wellness. And
absolutely.
October is cancer.
There
and,
you go.
And then we go into the New Year's resolution, and what's that?
Right.
Lose weight, right?
Lose weight. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you so much for coming.
Yes, thank you.
Have a wonderful day. This is Juan Castillo. This is the Electric Drum. We will see you next week.